The Panama and Suez Canals are already in a knife fight. The Maersk Line, the world's biggest container shipping company, abandoned the Panama in 2013 for the Suez because the Egyptian canal can carry bigger ships. If Nicaragua can move even larger ships from the Atlantic to the Pacific, that's the end of a century-old battle, or perhaps the beginning of a new one.
And Ali, the thing here is really, you know, the limits that we've gotten used to around the Suez and the Panama had defined everything. And if Nicaragua comes along and opens up this new, bigger thing, those limits are all gone and everything really changes.
Why Nicaragua, other than the fact that it's in Central America?
Well, it was actually the original planned location for what eventually ended up being the Panama Canal, but so many workers died from tropical diseases, it just didn't work out. It's a favorable condition, for one thing, because it has a massive lake in the middle of the country, which kind of cuts down on the amount of digging one would have to do. And it's also, you know, I think America's second poorest country just turns out to be a really, a susceptible place,
sure,
let's say, to a big cash offer from a Chinese company.
$49 billion or something, and you said 2019. Is it likely to happen?
I know. It sounds crazy, right? I mean, we're talking about this is a construction project on the scale of the pyramids. It would be one of the great wonders of the world. And some experts are pointing out that the lake in the middle of Nicaragua is actually elevated at least 100 feet from sea level. And so it may be, in fact, that they need locks, which they've said at various times they might need or might not need. And that would be its advantage over the Panama or not. Some people are saying that it could take twice as long and cost twice as much money to get this thing done. And, you know, it's really just a question of how important it is to China and to this Chinese company to have a canal that it has strategic control over.